From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, we'll preview the political stories which will hold Washington's attention next week with NPR's Juan Williams.
First to Beirut. Thousands of security forces are deployed, barbed wire has gone up around the prime minister's office, and many businesses are closed. Today is the day of long-awaited demonstrations aimed at toppling the anti-Syrian government in Lebanon. Prime Minister Fouad Senghor yesterday vowed that his government would not collapse under the pressure, but the opposition, led by Hezbollah, says the current government must be replaced by a national unity government, one that gives the opposition a greater voice. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Beirut's Martyrs Square, where there are hundreds of thousands of demonstrators gathered. And Peter, set the scene for us. What do you see there?
Well, I can tell you, I just took a stroll through the crowd, Madeline, and one big difference between this march and last week's pro-government march is the number of young men who are praying. It's common practice five times a day, of course, in this country, but you didn't see that kind of activity last week at the pro-government rally. The star of today's event was General Michel Aoun, who is the head of a Christian party who allied with Hezbollah and other opposition parties. He told this crowd to loud roars that the Prime Minister Fouad Senghor must resign and his government must resign with him, and then they should act as a caretaker government until they can get together in one big national unity government, one which would presumably give the opposition a much greater voice. And he said this crowd here, or a good part of it, is ready to stay right where they are within sight of the Prime Minister's office until the government falls.
Well, how likely will it be that the government would cede to this kind of pressure and fall?
Well, judging by the spirit in the crowd today, they're determined to stay as long as it takes. I have to say, there's no constitutional way legally for that to happen, but this government is very much embattled. They've lost six cabinet ministers to resignations. The seventh was assassinated last week, and it's really not clear what exactly will happen next. The question is kind of mystifying people. No side is showing a sign of willingness to sit and compromise at this point. And those fearful of things spiraling into chaos are just hoping that that's a bit of brinksmanship and that the two sides will, in fact, sit down and try and work something out.
So far, it's been peaceful there. Are there worries, though, that this could turn violent?
The fear of violence is on everybody's mind here. The general feeling is that all of these factions who have lived through the horrors of Lebanon's 15-year civil war are very determined not to repeat that mistake. The tensions are very high. The Christian community is divided between General Aoun's forces and the other side, which is in the government. Many Christians are still grieving over that cabinet minister who was assassinated last week, Pierre Jamil. Sunni Muslims still remember the assassination of Rafiq Hariri nearly 2 years ago. One key, I think, is whether the army of Lebanon remains neutral, as promised, and so far it has. If there's provocateurs in this crowd in the coming days, how they respond will be a key measure of how things are going to go. So far, things have been peaceful.
And Peter, the current government is backed by the U.S. and Europe. The pro-Hezbollah opposition is backed by Syria and Iran. How are they playing into the protests?
Well, certainly the implication that Lebanese are just pawns in a larger struggle is a very much a sore point with folks here. And yet, historically, that's certainly been the case. There are people here under no illusions that it could be happening again. Current President Emil Lahoud is only in office because Syria intervened to force a change in the constitution to extend his term. And the government also says Syria is now using the opposition to block the investigation into the killing of Rafiq Hariri almost 2 years ago. And for their part, the opposition says the U.S. is using this government to pressure Syria and ultimately Iran. And I can tell you the Bush administration's Middle East policy is almost universally despised on the street here. And that's another handicap that's going to bog down this government as it struggles to hang on to power.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Beirut, Lebanon.